The Bob Crosby Show, starring Eileen Barton. And this is Jimmy Wallington bidding you welcome on behalf of the men and women of the United States Marine Corps. Bob Crosby sets the pace to get us started with a favorite song of yesterday, My Blue Heaven. And here we go.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, how I hurry to my blue heaven. Just to turn to the right, you'll see a white light that will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace and a cozy room, and a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and my baby makes three. We're so happy in my blue heaven. Smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, and a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. That's the way it'll always be. Happy in my blue heaven.
Oh, wonderful, Bob. You really gave that one the treatment.
Well, that's a great old song, Eileen. Written by a fine fella, too, the late Walter Donaldson. You know, Walter was always right up there with the leaders in the songwriting fraternity.
And Bob, being up there with the leaders is important, that's for sure. And we all know the United States Marines are leaders. Leaders on land, at sea, and in the air. Yes, those leathernecks have built an enviable reputation all over the world. They are looked upon as leaders both here and abroad. That's because each and every man in the Marine Corps has been instilled with the idea of leadership. Marine training is leadership training.
Yes, it is, Jimmy. So why don't you young men become a part of this world-famous organization? You be a leader. You be a Marine.
And wear that good-looking Marine uniform. Boy, I think those uniforms are really smooth.
Just as smooth as a song by our lovely guest, Eileen Barton. Eileen, it's your turn to make with the music.
Okay, then. Here we go with a special request. A real cute song. How cute can you be? Two eyes walking round with a baby blue stare. How cute can you be? That nice bashful grin that a gal's gotta share. How cute can you be? I've known others that I thought were lovers, but they're now passé. But I've stopped my looking, 'cause I know what's cooking. Just a glance away, that stray curly lock hanging over your brow. How cute can you be? That voice sweet and low really gets me somehow. How cute can you be? I'll tear down my favorite pin-ups if you consent to be the ready little steady on my family tree. How cute can you be? I've seen others that I thought were lovers, ooh, every day. But I've stopped my looking, 'cause I know what's cooking. Just to glance away. That stray curly lock hanging over your brow. How cute can you be? That voice sweet and low really gets me somehow. How cute can you be? I'll give up my gallivantin' if you be the ready little steady on my family tree. How cute can you be? How cute can you be? How cute can you be?
Nicely sung, Eileen Barton. Really sang up a storm on that one. And now tell us something about, well, what goes.
What do you mean?
Well, you were talking about your nightclub dates, your TV spectaculars with Max Liebman, your movies, your recordings. But how about all those shows you do for the men in uniform?
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, sure, I do a lot of shows for them every time I get a chance, Bob. I always get a kick out of singing for a bunch of men in uniform. They seem to enjoy our songs. They always give us a royal reception.
Well, I just happen to know that you have done your share, and then some, in bringing lots of happiness to those men in uniform. You know, we'd like to give a coast-to-coast pat on the back to you for being such a good trooper.
Oh, thank you, Bob. You've done quite a few of them yourself, I know. Now, how about showing us a sample of that Bobcat's music, which always goes over so big with a bunch of servicemen?
Okay, will do. The guys and I have been combing through our arrangements, and, well, this one popped out. Looks like, I think we're all ready to go.
Somebody loves me. Oh, great. Make it good, fellas.
That was Somebody Loves Me, styled for you by Bob Crosby and the Bobcats. Only yesterday, a letter came in addressed to Marine Corps Reserve Captain Bob Crosby. And the writer asked this question. If I join the Marines, am I sure to travel? Well, the answer to that one is sure you'll travel. Travel, adventure, and excitement. That's the kind of life you'll live when you join the Marines. I'd say to the writer of that letter, Don't miss your chance to see the world while you're still a young man. Make your life an exciting one, a life filled with travel and adventure. See your Marine recruiter now.
And fellas, when you do, you'll learn all the facts about how easy it is to join a wonderful outfit. Now you just take it from old Bob. You will never regret having joined the Marines.
And you should know, Bob. You spent a lot of time in active duty with him.
Yes, I did, Eileen, and enjoyed it, too. Proud of it. Say, you about ready to sing another song? Something with that Eileen Barton type of yodeling?
Well, I'm going to fill this request for some folks down in Florida. They've asked for a helping of a song called Taking a Chance on Love. Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. I'm all aglow again. Taking a chance on love. Here I fly again. About to take that ride again. I'm starry-eyed again. Taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame-up. I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up. And the ace of hearts is high. On the ball again. About to take that ball again. I'm right for the ball again. Taking a chance on love.
You've been listening to the songs of Bob Crosby and Eileen Barton, together with the music of the Bobcats, sent to you by the United States Marine Corps. Join us again next time for the Bob Crosby Show. Meanwhile, this is Jimmy Wallington reminding you young men, if you're interested in becoming a leader and have a desire to see the world, see your Marine recruiter now. Be a volunteer. Be a Marine.